विचारणम् अहमिनाशभाजयमहमदया सुरतिस्वयं परमपूर्णसत् इदमहं पदाविक्यमन्महम् अहमिलीनके प्रलयसत्तयां विग्रहेन्द्रियप्राणधीतमः नाहमेकसत्तज्जडं ह्यसत् सत्त्वभासिका चित्त्ववेतरा सत्तया हि चेच्चित्तयाह्यहम् ईश जीवयोर्वेषभिधिया सत्त्वभावतो वस्तु केवलम् वेषमानतः स्वात्मदर्शनम् ईशदर्शनम् स्वात्मरूपकः वेषहानतः स्वात्मदर्शनम् ईशदर्शनम् स्वात्मरूपकः.
So one person wanted to know, I want to have Ishwar Darshan. Okay, Raman Maharshi says, inquire what type of Ishwar Darshan you want. You want with the form or without form? Rupata or Swarupata? Okay, if you want Rupata, so which Rup you want? You want Virat Rup or Vishwarup or your Ishta Devata Rup? If you want Virat Rup, then what is the Virat Rup? The whole thing is the Virat Rup. Heaven is head, Surya and Chandra are eyes, feet is Patal. So this is the whole, is the cosmic form of Lord, Virat Rup. But if you want Vishwarup Darshan, then you have to go to the Lord. Seek His grace. You have to have that special eye, 3D chasma, the specs Lord will give. Then you will be able to see the Vishwarup. What is Vishwarup? All in one. Now at present in Virat, what we are seeing? One in all. When Lord showed His vibhuti, then Arjun said, I have understood one in all. Now I want to see all in one. Lord showed all in one also, Vishwarup. Okay, that is difficult. I want my Ishta Devata. I don't want this Virat Rup. I want the small Gopal, Chota Wala. Bole, theek hai. You want Ram? Then which Ram? Banvasi Ram? Or Tumaka Chalata Ramachandra? You want that one? Or Raja Ram? If you are Krishna, which Krishna? Gopinath. Or you want Gopal Krishna? Or Radha Krishna? Tell me. Choice batao. Okay, then what is the means? Tell me how can I have the darshan, Ishwar darshan? Bole, yes. Upaya is there. What is that upaya? Bole, you have to chant the mantra. How many times? For each letter, 1 crore. Like Om Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya means there are 5 letters. Namah Shivaya. 5 crore times. If you do 5 crore times, then you will have darshan of Lord Shiva. Then Samarth Ramdas, he did Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. 13 letters. 13 crore times. Got the darshan of Ram. No, it's very difficult. Who is going to do so much of japa of 13 crores or 5 crores time? Not possible. I want Swarup Darshan. Okay. Inquire. Raman Maharshi says, inquire straightway. You want Swarup Darshan? Inquire. You want Sat? Inquire. You want Chit? Inquire. For mind also, if you want to remove Margane Krite, inquire whether mind is there or not. So he said, What is God realization? Vesahanata Swatmadarsana. Bola, you have to remove the vase. What is that vase? Upadhi. What is this upadhi? This upadhi. Matter. So do I have to kill myself? No. What I have to do? Disidentify with the upadhi. That is what is meant here. Like a actor when he is wearing a dress. With the dress, he is something else. Without dress, it is his own suit, his own nature. So if we want Swatma Darsana, then what we have to do? Vesahanata. So long you will be identified with your upadhi. Upadhi means body, mind and intellect. PFT, ego, plus vasana, or gross body, subtle body and causal body in other form. Or panchakos. Anname, pranme, manome, anana, five. So long you are identified with these three bodies or panchakos or body, mind and intellect, Swatma Darsan will not happen. So disidentification is Swatma Darsan. They say you disidentify with your body, then it will be your Swarupa Darsan. How? Is it possible? Well, yes, it's possible. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, what he has said, Ishwar Sarabhutanam Hit Dese Arjuna Tishtati. Guaranteed by Lord, that each being, Sarva Bhutanam, not in the Sarva human beings, all Bhuta, in all Bhuta, Lord is there. So anybody who wants to try, who wants the Swatma Darsan, he can have. The Ishwar Darsan can happen. But that would be Swatma Darsan. So what is to be done for the God realization? Any action needed? Just inquiry. Any meditation needed? No meditation needed. No action needed. What you can buy, get by action?
Karma.
What can you get by karma?
You can create, modify, practice, then modify, then
create. Utpadya. Sanskarya. Vikarya. And prapya. Four things you can do by action. Now apply on the Atman. Can you produce Atman? Utpadya?
No.
By action you can do only four things. Vikarya, can you modify Atman? Sanskara, can you purify Atman? Prapya, do you have to get it from somewhere else? It is already with you, prapta. So by action you can get only these four things. So by action, you cannot get it. Can I get it by meditation? Well, no meditation is also required. Sravan matrena jnanam bhavati, uttam adhikari. If you have got the doubt, then do the reflection, mananam. After that, if still there is a body identification, go for nididhyasana, meditation. Meditation is not at all compulsory in our Vedanta. Sravan matrena jnanam bhakti, no question of going into reflection and meditation. Second step, third step, not required. If I have got it out, reflect on it. Get your doubt clear. Then after that, body identification, living body identification is very difficult. For that you have to go inside, not every time. One experience of 1 to 2 seconds sufficient. It is said, Vesahanata Swatma Darsanam. Bole, that is Swatma Darsanam. So what we have to see? Bole, see only the golden ornament. What we are seeing? We are seeing the Namru ornaments. What we are seeing the Namrup of the whole world. Well, see what the gold in all ornament, see the rope, not the snake on that, nam rupees, illusion. But what we are seeing in Ramayana and Bhagavatam, nam rupa. Through nam and rupa, Ramayana and Bhagavatam will take you to nameless and formless. So what we have to do, well, just drop your upadhi. Dropping upadhi means what? Disidentifying. Disidentified with the anatma vastu, job is done. What will remain? Atma vastu will remain. Disidentifying. Atma darshan is Ishva darshan. Please elaborate further. What do you want to see in meditation? Do you want to see light? Do you want to smell some scent of the Lord? Do you want to listen some Nupur Dhwani? No. Do you want to have a special experience while traveling into different chakra? Do you want Siddhi? That is not Swatma Darsana. If you are seeking that is not Atma Darsana. Raman Maharshi is very, very clear about that. Because if you are seeing any form, that means your eyes are still working. If you are smelling scent, then the nose is working. You have not done the base ahanata. You got it? Base ahanata means you are disidentified with the body, mind and intellect. You are hearing the Nupur Dhwani of the Lord's feet, still you are in the body, mind and intellect. Any type of experience by five Jnanendriyas and the mind, you are still at body, mind, intellect level. You have not transcended body, mind and intellect. So what is Swatma Darsan? Well, it's simple. Besahanata. Last time we have seen in the board, we all are Nirguna Nirakara Brahman, then Brahman plus Satta Pradhan Maya is equal to Ishwar. And Brahman plus Rajasthamas Pradhan Maya is equal to Jiva. So if we remove this upadhi of Ishwar and upadhi of Jiva, what will remain?
Brahman.
That's all. From that standpoint, from the platform of Brahman, we all are Brahman. Because Brahman is the common factor. In Ishwar, in me, and Nirguna Nirakara also. So what we have to do? Besahanata. Besahanata means upadhi. What is upadhi? The maya, rajas, tamas, pradhan maya, with the sattva, malin sattva, we have got this upadhi. And the Lord, He has got upadhi which is superior. Why it is superior? Because it is sattva pradhan. So why we worship Lord? I want to have His gunas. That is why I am going to the superior upadhi. But Raman Maharshi said, remove the upadhi, disidentify with your body, only disidentify, don't try to kill yourself. That is not required. Besahanata doesn't mean kill yourself. Besahanata, just disidentify with your body, mind and intellect. What will remain is the Atma. Then somebody says, I want to have Atma Darsana. Raman Maharshi Ji will be again say, inquire. First you wanted to have Ishwar Darsana. You inquired. You found out. Now you want to have Atma Darsana. Okay. Find out.
Atma samsthiti swatma darshanam.
Atma samsthiti swatma darshanam.
Atma nirdvayad atma nishthata.
Atmanirdvaya, Atmanishtata.
Atma samstiti, swatma darshanam.
Atma samstiti, swatma darshanam.
Atmanirdvaya, Atmanishtata.
Atmanirdvaya, Atmanishtata.
ओके यू वांट आत्मदर्शन बोले आत्म संस्थिति स्वात्म दर्शनम बोले अबाइडेंस इन योर ओन सेल्फ इज स्वात्म दर्शनम आत्म गुड व्हाट इज दिस संस्थिति बोले संस्थिति कम्स फ्रॉम द रूट स्थ स्थ मीन्स टू स्टे टू अबाइड इन अबाइडिंग इन योर आत्मन अबाइडिंग इन योर आत्मन डजंट मीन यू विल गो एंड सिट देयर इन आत्मन इट्स नॉट फिजिकल सिटिंग You can't go and sit in your Atman. Abidance means it is firm understanding that I am Brahman. I am that Atman. This is firm understanding should be there. It is understanding. It's not physical going and sitting in that. You can't do that. How to do that? Very simple. Just catch it. Do not abide in Atma, Anatma. Do not abide in anatma. You are abiding in atma. How the atma sansti will happen? Just by not abiding in anatma. What is this anatma? Anatma is your body, mind, intellect, PFP, OET, the whole jagat. Do not abide in anatma. Then you are abiding in atma. Simple mathematics. Raman Maharshi's calculation. Do not abide. But if you see the self, if somebody says, no, I am seeing the self, then well, then you are not seeing. Yeah. Why?
Because it cannot be seen. Yeah.
If you see
your eyes,
identifying with eyes.
You're using
no. Your... If you see, then it becomes seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drishya. And any drishya is inert. If it is inert, it is perishable. If it is perishable, then it is mithya. If it is mithya, then it is not existing. Take a pot. You say it is pot. Take out the clay. Can you show the naam roop of the pot? Can you show the form of, if I, from the pot, if I take out the clay, can you show the form of pot? It's not there. So, naam rup is mithya. So, whatever you are seeing, whatever is drishya, that is inert. First thing is inert. Why inert? Other than Atman, everything is drishya, made by maya, prakriti. Everything is drishya, and whatever is drishya, it is inner. Because the sentient thing is only one, that is atma. Other than atma, everything is inert. Anything inert is perishable. Because changing and perishable, that is the nature of maya, prakriti. We have seen it many times. And anything which is changing and perishable is mithya. What is mithya?
Non-existent.
No, mithya means?
Illusion.
Neither sat nor asat. Sat means which is in three period of time. Asat means which is not in three period of time. But this mithya is there for one period of time. It's a limited period of time. That is called mithya. You should be very clear in the definition. Sat means which remains three period of time. What is one thing which is sat?
Brahman.
Brahman, Atman is sat. What is asat?
That doesn't exist.
Horn of a rabbit. Never exist. Or?
Akash.
Son of a barren woman. Child of a barren woman. Very good. So, those are asat. Then what is this whole world? I can't say this whole world exists three period of time. It's not existing. This body is not existing in three period of time. And I can't say it is not there. So what we call?
Mithya.
We will call it mithya. Mithya means it is existing, but it will be only for a one period of time, limited period of time, that is mithya. So this whole thing is mithya. And the one which is mithya, ultimately it is non-existent, asat. It's not there at all. Why it is not there at all? The whole creation started from maya. What is the etymological meaning of maya?
Yama.
If the original is not there, yama, which is not there,
illusion.
Then the whole world is
illusion.
It's not existing. It's not there. But the maya has got a power. What is that power?
To make it our
time. You have to remember. Aghatit ghatana patiyasi. The thing which has never happened, it will show it has happened. Aghatit ghatana patiyasi. How that happens? It has got two powers. What are the two powers?
Avaran
and vichev. What the Avaran Shakti has done?
It veils the self and from the
self.
Within it veils the self from the body, mind and intellect, and outside it veils the Brahman from the
creation. Yes. So first it veils. Without veiling the projection will not start. Mm-hmm. The first job it veils. What is a veil inside? My Atman, it has veiled. And what the projecting power has done? You are this body. You are not Atman. And outside, the substratum of the whole world is Brahman. The same Atman is Brahman. What is the difference between Atman and Brahman?
Upadhi.
Brahman conditioned with Upadhi is Atman. Atman unconditioned with Upadhi
is
Brahman. This Atman is Brahman. So inside in me, what it has done? It has covered Atman. And projected what?
Body.
You are this body. Outside what it has done? Covered the Brahman, the substratum. Mm-hmm. And projected Namrup. All this Namrup is projected. So if anybody says, I have seen Atman, not possible. So Brahma Asti, Brahma is there, is a Parochya Gyan. Brahma Asmi is a Parochya Gyan. So long you are saying Brahman is there, it is not your knowledge. You still think you are, Brahman is different from you. In Tattvabodh we have seen, so long you see that Ishwar is different from you, you will have to take birth again and again and again and again. Many people say, yes, I have understood what is Atma Sanstiti, Vesahanata, we have reached there. Now tell me, what will be my next birth? People ask this question. There cannot be any birth. You have become Brahman. Brahman is without birth and without death. Why are you asking this question? That means you have not realized. Always also know that there are no two Atmas, seer and seen Atma. Don't think one Atma is seeing the other Atma. Cannot happen. If you think there are two Atmas, what will happen? If you have got this concept, one Atma is seeing the other Atma, then there will become two Atma. Two Atma means they have become
finite.
Limited. Anything limited will be?
Perishable.
So the Atman has to be one and infinite. There cannot be two Atmans. So Nishtha is the firm avoidance. Self is shining by itself. What we have to do is don't abide in non-self. Only simple thing, don't abide in non-self. You are abiding in self. Self is shining, that's all. What is liberation? But the liberation is very simple, giving up non-self. What is liberation? Giving up non-self. Anatma vastu. You leave the anatma vastu. That is liberation. Suppose a bulb is growing and you have covered it with the blanket. Now you are not seeing the light. If you want to see that light again, what we have to do? Remove the blanket, that's all. You have to do only this much. Remove the blanket. That self-shining Atman is already there, but it is covered by this blanket of BMI. So what we have to do? We remove this blanket of body, mind and intellect. That self-shining Atman is already there. We are not able to see the sun. It is covered by cloud. Do we have to bring the sun? In the light of sun, we know that it is covered by the cloud. Remove the cloud, sun is shining. So, Atma Sansiti, Swatma Darsanam, Atma Nirdvaya, that Atma is non-dual. Don't think there are too many Atma, it's only one Atma. That Atman is non-dual, that is Atma Nishtata. Always it is, you are abiding in that. Then if somebody asks you, who are you? From the absolute standpoint?
Brahma.
I am Brahma. But when you are interacting with the world, don't say I am Brahman. You say I am Mahavirji. From the absolute standpoint, Brahman. Now somebody says, I don't want self-realization. I want self-knowledge. I want Atma-jnana. I don't want realization. I want Atma-jnana. Raman Maharshi says, okay, inquire. You want Atma-jnana? No? Inquire. Next verse, Atma.
Jnana-varjita jnana-hina chet.
Jnana-varjita jnana-hina chet.
Jnanamasti kim jnatumantaram.
Jnanamasti kim jnatumantaram.
Jnanavarjita jnanahina chet.
Jnanavarjita jnanahina chet.
Jnanamasti kim jnatumantaram.
Jnanamasti kim.
Jnanavardhita ajnanahina chet jnanam asti kim jnatumantaram. Again question. We'll find out. Inquire. What? Well, our experiences are two types. First is I know and I don't know. Jnana and ajnana. We know both. At present, so many people are sitting here. We have got the knowledge, so many people are there. After half an hour, nobody is there. If somebody comes in, you will find nobody is there. Or, I have got a knowledge, I know English, I don't know French. Gyan and Agyan, both we know. But sometimes what happens? Gyan becomes Agyan also. And Agyan becomes Gyan. I don't know French, but I can learn it. So Agyan can convert into Gyan. But my Gyan can become Agyan also. How? My knowledge may become obsolete. I may forget it. It may become Agyan. So what is the validity of such knowledge? A Gyan becomes Agyan and Agyan becomes Gyan. What is the validity of this knowledge? and how much I know in the world, I can't have the knowledge of whole world. We know only a little bit, some knowledge. And most of it unknown to us. We don't know. And it is impossible to get the knowledge of the whole world. In one life, we can't have the knowledge of everything. Who illumines this jnana and ajnana?
Consciousness.
You all accept it, no? And where this jnana and ajnana is happening?
Intellect,
mind, in antakaran. It is the job of mind or intellect or antakaran to have the knowledge and ajnana. Everything is happening because of mind. What is mind?
Maya at play.
Whether it is inert or sentient?
Inert.
Made of inert. Is inert. Why it is inert?
It's made of the five great elements and subtle.
Because it is made of?
Five great elements.
Which great elements? Is the gross or the subtle?
Subtle.
Very good. Subtle five great elements. Is it one element or the all five together?
Five.
There. Wonderful. All five great elements. But it is inert. What gives it sentiency?
Consciousness.
So it is said, jnana varjita ajnana heen chit. If they remove this jnana varjita, ajnana heen chit, ajnana heen, both knowledge and ignorance, if you remove it, what remains?
Consciousness.
How?
Consciousness
plus thought.
Mind.
Mind minus thought.
Consciousness.
Jnana is also a vritti.
Yeah.
Ajnana is also a vritti.
Yeah.
If we remove both vrittis, jnana of an object is also a thought. Ignorance of an object is also a thought. If we remove both jnana and ajnana, what will remain? Chit jnana. Only the consciousness remains. Because of consciousness, mind is functioning. Asti kim jnatu mantra. What else is to be known? If we remove this thing, we come to the consciousness. What else is to be known? Nothing else is to be known. That is self-knowledge. You have reached there. All objects are illumined by that. How will you prove? Go to the dream state. Do you see any outside light in when you are dreaming? Your room is dark, you have switched off your lights, your eyes are closed, not seeing even the moon and stars. But when you are dreaming, the whole dream is illumined. What light is that? It is that light. Light of consciousness it is. So when we come out of the dream, we are no more interested in that. Similarly, when you come out of this waking world, go to the God consciousness state, you are no more interested in the waking world also. Kata. Now I am abiding in that consciousness.
So, I have a question. So you said, I am abiding in consciousness. Who's this I?
This I, there is no I there.
Right.
Kata.
So when that is, okay.
There is no I.
That merges.
That merges. Now the big I remains only. How many types of eyes are there?
Three.
What are those?
One is the universal eye, the Brahman, one is the Ishwara, and one is the Jiva.
Yes, Ishwara and
Jiva.
And the moment I decide to divide, my upadhi is removed, the upadhi of Ishwara also?
Goes away.
Automatically goes away, khatam. There is no more upadhi. So long I am Jeev, Ishwara is there. Once my Jivatva is broken, Ishwara is also khatam. No more Ishwara. What remains? How many consciousness?
One.
One consciousness remains. Real knowledge is that which is never lost. Never lost means once you become realized, you can never become again ignorant. It's not like that vritti janit jnana. Vritti janit means thought-based knowledge. Thought-based knowledge can become
Agyan.
Or agyan can become jnana. But once you come to know the consciousness, there is no question of becoming again ignorant. Brahmavit brahmaiva bhavati. Just by knowing, you become Brahmavit brahmaiva bhavati. Raman Maharshi has taken us beyond mind. Have you realized that? Who is illuminating the mind? It is the consciousness. What is it doing? Consciousness is illuminating my all vrittis, all thoughts. What are the types of thought? It can be a thought of knowledge or thought of ignorance. He says, go beyond that vritti. See who is the illuminating. And you have reached there. So knowledge of any object of the world is the field of mind. If I have got the knowledge of physics, chemistry, mathematics, French and all that, it is based in mind.
Even the Vedas.
Even the Vedas. Everything is happening at the mental mind. Level. Raman Maharshi is taking us beyond mind. That is why it is called the knowledge itself. That consciousness is knowledge itself. Don't think by realizing that consciousness you will become the master of all subjects. Don't have that opinion. Once I come to know the consciousness, so I will become knowledgeable of everything, of all the objects of the world. That will not happen. Because of the consciousness, mind is illumined. And mind, by way of the thoughts, is having the knowledge of physics, chemistry or mathematics like that. So this consciousness is not knowledge of anything, it is knowledge itself. Consciousness is not knowledge of any object, it is knowledge itself. That is why it is called Sat-Chit-Ananda. Jnana Swarup. This is Jnana.
So the person who is realized this, when the person works in the world, they have to learn.
They will learn everything.
Like us.
That he will learn. But now he will not give importance to all those things. Now we are giving too much importance. Once he comes to know about this thing, the empirical world, what he will do? He will not give importance. He will again stay here. After realization, your body is not going to drop. Body will be there. This body made of sattva, rajas, tamas, guna will be interacting with the other beings, persons and the objects of the world. But I will not give any importance to them. According to the sattva, rajas, tamas, we have seen in the chapter 14 also, the realized will be also having sattva, guna, rajas, guna and tamas, guna. It will play its drama. When Sattvagun comes, Sattvagun goes away. Rajas comes, Rajan goes away. Tamas comes. And I have said in while discussing this is that the Tamas will also come in realized person's life.
Sleep.
Deluded. He will need sleep. Don't say why the realized person should sleep. Are his body is made of satarajantam. He will also need a sleep. He will be also deluded. Deluded, yes. Realized person also will be deluded. Deluded about what? He will not be deluded about the nitya and anitya. He knows Brahman is nitya. He is never deluded there. But in the anitya vastu while interacting, he may say, instead of knowing this Mahavirji, he will say, Kartikramji, how are you? This type of mistake can happen. This mistake can happen. In this way he can be deluded. But he is never deluded about Brahman, Nitya and Anitya. He is very clear about this thing. So a realized person, life also, there will be Sattva Rajas Tamogo to be playing, so long he is living. But he is Jivan Mukta. He knows that the drama is going. He is not very much concerned. Oh Sattva Gun, why are you going away? Stay here. No, he knows. The whole world is changing and perishable, that he knows. It is the gunas which comes and go up and down. Let it play its drama. He is not concerned. Thik. So what is the knowledge? But the source of knowledge is that consciousness. And that consciousness illumines itself. No other thing is required of the world. Sun, moon and fire cannot illumine. That we are going to discuss in our chapter 15 in next class. It's all related. You know, it's the same, saying the same thing. You go to the Bhagavad, Ramayana or any other scripture, saying the same thing again and again. Now somebody wants to know, oh, you have already said about Sat and Chit. I want to know about the Sukh, joy. I have heard the name of that Brahman is Satchitananda. Sat part you have already stated, Parampurna Sat. Sat was explained. Then it was also explained, Sat is Chit. It's not two different things. And nothing was said by Raman Maharshi about the Ananda part at that time. That Ananda part will be taken up in the next verse. Should we see today? Not possible. We won't be able to complete. We'll take up it in our next class. Maybe in next two class we will be able to complete this text. Then again we will think what you should to start. But you have to tell me about your summer schedule. Are all of you interested to come every Sunday morning, or you have got a plan to go out? If the quorum comes down to 2-3, I will stop.
From India, see.
If you all stay here, I will continue. I am here.
You also went to India.
No, that was last year, December.
Yeah, December. Recently. December,
no? Recently. I'm out. Again, planning first to week.
Go? Only one.
1 week. Actually, the 2 weekends, the August 1st and 9th.
Okay, if you all are here, then I can take up.
Your in-laws are here. Huh?
You are here?
My in-laws will be here, so it will be hard. Will it be during weekdays or weekends again?
I think people just
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Shishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.